WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Duck, Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station.
Good evening and welcome here on the Beaver Radio Network to the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner, year number 15. It's only fitting, I guess. The men's hockey season is going to start this week, and it's 70 degrees right now. And there's snow predicted in the forecast by the weekend. Go figure. The Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner will go like this. Brian Schultz, Brian Bissonette, Kelly Schultz. We will interview every student athlete on the men's hockey team here shortly, but first the four coaches are up here on stage as we get ready for another season. Faces off Friday night here at the Sanford Center against St. Cloud State. And Tom Ceratori, you've been around college hockey long enough. Do you still get the butterflies week one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As my brother Frank would say, it's called stomach acid. That comes Friday.
Why am I not surprised Frank would have a colorful response to that? Is this year any different based on, you know, who you've got back and who you lost?
Well, I don't think it matters, Schultzy. Again, I think you're nervous every year. You kind of know what to expect. You know what you have as far as returning players, players coming in. But you really don't know until you start playing Friday night and Saturday nights, and that's going to tell you exactly where you're at. But right now, I just really have high expectations for this group. We've had a great month of practice, and you just hope that carries, you know, into Friday and Saturday. But again, you take a look at who we're playing the first month. It's not easy as well. But it's a good group. We have high expectations, and it's exciting.
Well, Tom, talk about the schedule this year. One of the first things I got asked was there doesn't seem to be as many home games. Every year it's different as to who you're scheduling in non-conference. Obviously, you're going to play your common conference opponents. And there's 16 home games. Talk about the schedule this year and how that's set up.
Well, again, it's a schedule where you want to play our non-conference games against our local teams, our regional teams, St. Cloud State, North Dakota. We're playing, obviously, in the Mariucci Classic this year, and that kind of threw our schedule out. Probably it was a little wrinkle in our schedule. We wanted to kind of have that Minnesota flavor, kind of like the North Star Cup a few years back. So, we have that, and, we're not playing Duluth this year. We are playing UMD next year, and sometimes it just shakes out that way. And you have to remember, if you do schedule a team, you usually have to go back there. So, you know, this particular year, we just had a hard time finding two home games. We could have found many road games and have that team return the favor, whether it's in 2 years or 3 years. But I think sometimes, too, that you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're going to be handcuffed at the end of the year. And if you do take a look at our schedule this year, we go to Fairbanks, we go to Anchorage, and we go to Huntsville. And I just thought with that schedule, one more road trip wasn't going to be good non-conference wise, so we kept it at six. So there is a little bit of a method to our madness a little bit right here, and we have to try to foresee exactly who we're playing and, you know, how much fatigue can set in with your schedule. So that's up to us as coaches when we have a schedule like this, when we're on the road a lot, to maintain our practice times to an hour and 5 minutes, and just kind of make sure the guys are fresh.
You open up the season against the best team right now in college hockey, St. Cloud State. What do you expect to see out of them, and what do you expect to see out of your guys going into that game?
Well, there's a lot of good teams. I think to give anybody or anoint anybody that they're the best team in college hockey, I think it's way too premature right now. I think we got a good hockey team. So I hope they're talking about us like we're talking about them. So we have so much respect for every team that we're playing, whether it's St. Cloud, North Dakota, Alaska Fairbanks, anybody in our league. We have so much respect for anybody because it doesn't matter who you play. There's such a fine line at our level between winning and losing. This isn't college football. I tell people this all the time. When Alabama's playing in college football, the question is, are they going to win by 30, 40, or 50? That's the question. When Duke's playing in basketball, are they going to win a bad game? They're going to win by 8 to 10. An average game is 12 to 14. And if they're going to crunch a team, it's going to be 20. Our level, it's basically the first team to three wins. It's you're chewing your fingernails as fans, you're chewing your fingernails as players, and you're chewing your fingernails as coaches. It doesn't matter who you're playing. And that's the beauty of our sport. And sometimes people don't recognize that. They just they see a name and they'll say, oh, they're not very good. And in all actuality, they're very good. And that's anybody in college hockey. So 60 teams can beat anybody. So I don't sit there and say we're playing St. Cloud or North Dakota, and it gives me any more nerves than when we play Fairbanks the next weekend or Huntsville or anybody else. No matter what, we better be ready to play hockey. We better be ready to play the right way. And if you're not, you're going to lose. And if you play the right way, there's a great chance you're going to win. And that's kind of the approach we take as coaches, and that's the message we convey to our team.
Travis, you are greatly involved in special teams. With losing the guys that you lost, how do your special teams change then for this year?
Well, new guys just get different opportunities. I mean, whether it's power play or penalty kill, you're going to lose players every year off both those groups. And it's about getting guys opportunities, coaching them how you want them to play in those situations, and giving them a chance to take the ball and run with it.
Eddie, talk about recruiting. I know you guys have been, you three have been obviously coaching together for a few years together now. Recruiting is so vital to any college hockey program or any sports program at the college level. Yet you've got a team to coach as well. How do you balance that amongst the staff as well as personally? You're on the road quite a bit.
Yeah, I think as a hockey team and as a coaching staff in particular, we talk about recruiting every single day, you know, whether it's for a half hour or an hour. All three of us are very involved in the recruiting process. It's not easy. There's only three of us, so we have to cover a lot of ground. We have to be on the phones, to watch a lot of hockey on the computer, and obviously get out in person to evaluate players and find out which of those players are the right fit for our program and their style of play and what kind of kids they are. And it's definitely a process. September was pretty busy for us as a coaching staff. We went around and saw just about every league in North America. So we're dialed in as to the players that we're looking forward to tracking and watching in the future, and just trying to get the best grasp that we can on the player pool.
This question's for Eddie. Speaking of recruiting, tell us what fans can expect to see out of your eight freshmen that are coming in this year.
Well, first thing I'll say is that they're all great human beings. They're tremendous kids. As good of hockey players as there are, they're even better people. I figured that this would be coming, so I actually broke down our class of 2023. So we've got three forwards, four defensemen, and one goalie. We've got five of the players that are from the United States, one from Canada, one from Sweden, and one from Slovakia. Of our U.S. players, three are from Minnesota, one from Washington, and one is from Ohio. And the leagues that the players have come from, we've got four from the USHL, two from the North American Hockey League, one from the BCHL, and one from the Ottawa League, the CCHL. So we've got a pretty good array of players from different areas, from some different leagues. But the one thing I can assure you is that they're all going to work extremely hard, and they're already buying into what we're trying to do here as a hockey team and trying to win.
Perfect. There is one new face up here on this stage. For those of you that are here in the crowd at the Sanford Center, Red Brow is a volunteer assistant coach. Red, what can you tell us about your hockey background and how did you end up here at BSU?
So I'm from Newport, Rhode Island. Prior to this, I was with Salisbury Regina University as their assistant/goalie coach, so I kind of did all that, and I also worked with New England Prep School, Noble, and Grenoble. So if you guys are familiar with New England Prep School, that's where I was prior.
What intrigued you about BSU?
Tom's experience as a head coach, honestly, and then I talked to Travis and Eddie a lot, and they seemed like they had a good thing going on out here, so I thought it would be a good learning experience.
A year ago, we were talking in great anticipation of Hockey Day Minnesota, which was going to be coming to Bemidji. I don't think any of us would have imagined the temperature it was that you were playing in. But can you speak to the experience as a coaching staff of what that was like that Friday night?
Well, Biss, I mean it was one of the greatest hockey experiences of my life. And it was awesome. And I, hey, one thing, the term of the week, the word of the week was called layers. And and everybody knows what I'm talking about here. The word of the week was called layers. And if you're a true blue northern Minnesotan, you know, you are equipped with layers. And it was worth it. And I think it added to the charm of Hockey Day. I really do. I don't think we'd be talking about Hockey Day if it was 190 below zero like it was. And it was so much fun. And obviously how we won the game with Dylan scoring that goal. And we got to give a shout out to Susan and David right there. What the heck, guys, you know. Speaking of chewing your fingernails, Susan, you don't have to chew your fingernails as bad right now, do you? Huh? But no, it was, and I know that the guys will say the same thing and the players, but I think, again, here's what tells you. Here's a testament of how good Hockey Day was and how fun Hockey Day was. Joey Sean, the coach of Michigan Tech, told me when he was done with his exit meetings at the end of the year, he goes, almost every player, he goes, wasn't 100%, but almost every player, the highlight of their season was playing in Hockey Day in Minnesota. So that just tells you, again, the magnitude, the impact that game had on everybody.
And just think, they lost and they still said that. The coaching staff for the upcoming season, a round of applause here. We will take a break. Here on the radio, we'll give away some door prizes here at the Sanford Center. The senior class, a kind of tiny class, is coming up next. It's the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The 2019 Bemidji Blue Ox Marathon, October 11th and 12th at the Sanford Center. Join Babe Country on Community Night, Friday, for the kids' half K and 1K fun run, with the 5K and 10K run walk to follow. Then on Saturday, you can listen to the start of the 2019 Blue Ox Marathon, half marathon, and 26K Lake Loop starting at 9 a.m. Attend the free Be Active Expo Friday 2 to 8 and Saturday 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's another exciting Blue Ox Marathon, October 11th and 12th at the Sanford Center. More info online at BemidjiBlueOxMarathon.com.
It's a college hockey doubleheader weekend at the Sanford Center. That's right. Hockey season is back in the North Country. Support the Bemidji State women's hockey team Friday at 3:07, Saturday at 2:07 as the Beavers host Providence. Stick around to see the BSU men's hockey team host St. Cloud State, 7:07 Friday, 6:07 Saturday. Great seats are still available. See Beaver women's hockey Friday and Saturday afternoon, Beaver men's hockey each evening. Stop by the Sanford Center box office or visit Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets today.
The 2019 GigaZone Gaming Championship, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, returns to the Sanford Center Ballroom Saturday, November 2nd, with free admission and free gaming for all. Open gaming is available throughout the day, or you can get in one of the many tournaments like Fortnite, Madden Football 20, Mario Kart 8, or the main stage tournament of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate for a shot at over $5,000 in cash and prizes. There is no catch. Admission and all of the gaming is free. It's the 2019 GigaZone Gaming Championship, a Paul Bunyan Communications event, November 2nd at the Sanford Center. For more information, visit GigaZoneGaming.com.
River City's weather. A winter storm watch begins at 1 p.m. Thursday and continues until 1 p.m. Saturday. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 50. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 64 tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night. Lows around 46. And that's your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 67.
Ready for this?
50 years of rock and roll. WMIS 92.1 and 107.9. The River.
The River. The River.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner tonight here in your new home of Beaver Men's Hockey. Beaver Hockey moving from Mix 103 to 92.1 The River. That allows Beaver Men's Hockey to air in Grand Rapids, in Thief River Falls,
and
also in Baudette. Pretty cool stuff. Just three members of the senior class this year. Tommy Muck, Adam Brady, and Hampus Schodahl. If you three can introduce yourselves, tell everyone where you're from and what your major is.
I'm Tommy Muck from Eagan, Minnesota, and I'm a business marketing management major.
I'm Adam Brady from Delhi, Ontario, and I'm a marketing communications major.
I am Hampus Sjödahl from Stockholm, Sweden. I am majoring in business with emphasis in marketing, management, and entrepreneurship.
Hampus, you were hurt last year, unfortunately. Does that mean you got all A's in classes since you didn't have to practice?
I'm sure that actually played a part, yeah.
Seriously, how are you feeling, and are you back to 100%?
I am feeling good. I am back to 100%. It's been a long process, a lot of recovery, a lot of rehab, but as of August 1st, I am cleared 100%.
Tommy, I know Brian mentioned academics. As a senior, is it easier now to balance academics and hockey and practice and everything you've got to do around the team? Or is it more difficult because your classes are maybe more difficult because you're in your major classes now?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, you kind of figure out times to get your homework done. You're able to balance that. But, yeah, you're definitely right. Classes do get a little bit harder. But, I mean, yeah, over the years, you just kind of figure out how to balance that.
Adam, you and Tommy are sharing the captain duties this year for the Beaver hockey team. What kind of differences are you two as far as leaders?
I think I might be a little more vocal than Tommy. He's kind of a guy that he's extremely detailed, and he's just going to go out and, you know, lead by example, and maybe I'm maybe a little more vocal. So I think we're kind of a good combination with that role.
For the freshman class in particular, how do you guys get a read on them quickly to know if they need somebody to get in their face a little bit, or if they maybe need a quiet talking to someplace?
I think it's just, you know, you kind of get to know them as a person, and, you know, when they need to be pushed, or, you know, when they need a, you know, just a pat on the back or whatever it is. I think it's just all about, you know, the circumstance of the game or the practice, whatever it is, and then, you know, what kind of person you're dealing with, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, I think we have a really good group, and, you know, it's been pretty smooth so far.
Hampus, nice to have a fellow Swede on the roster.
It is nice, yeah. It's good not to be the only one anymore.
I was actually going to ask almost the same question, Hampus. What kind of advice, or how have you helped your fellow Swede to transition to Bemidji and to his first year of college hockey?
Well, right now, he doesn't need much help right now. He's got a lot of things figured out already, but I'm sure problems will start to come up, and if he ever does need a hand, always here.
Between your time here in Bemidji and your time playing junior hockey, if I'm remembering right, you were in Texas, correct?
Correct.
How many years now have you been in the States?
This will be number 6.
He's almost an American now, isn't he?
I remember we talked about this last year. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
Well, it's hard,
you know,
to believe.
The freshmen never have the guts to come back with zingers like that.
It's hard to believe this is the last go-around for you guys. What are you looking forward to most here in your senior season?
I'm just excited to get started here. We've kind of hit the ground running as soon as we came before school started. Feels like you've just been practicing forever, but, you know, game time's this weekend, so.
I always like to ask these fun questions for you three guys. Who are your roommates this year?
We're roommates, us three, Nick Leitner and Aaron Miller.
It's an interesting assortment there. I'll let the listeners and you out there figure out what I mean by that. Tommy, in all seriousness, how many games have you played in your first 3 years here where you were not a D partner of Dan Billett? 4? 5?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I started playing with him in Duluth, so whatever game that was, my freshman year.
And then every game since.
Yeah, pretty much, unless one of us was out. But I don't think Billy missed a single game. He was an Iron Man. Yeah, it's a lot of games.
You keep in touch with him?
I haven't talked to him as like recently. When he got his job down in Texas, I had talked to him. But other than that, I haven't talked to him since.
Well, everybody knows hockey's a year-round sport these days. As team captains, what did you do over the summer as far as keeping in touch with the guys and maybe making contact with the incoming players?
Yeah, I think we're a really close group, so just you know, talking to the guys over the summer, you know, just kind of keeping up with them. And then we had some guys stay here, too, and train. So, you know, it's always good to have a core group here and kind of get ready to go. And then once, you know, everyone's here in August, we kind of we're off to a good start.
What's it going to take to beat St. Cloud State this weekend? Who said more goals? Of course.
I just think it's going to be tight. I mean, it's early, so you just have to keep it simple. Whoever makes, you know, the least amount of mistakes and whoever, you know, just doesn't try and do too much, yeah, I think they're going to come out.
Okay, I don't think I've ever done this on the radio before, but Tommy, can you lift your pant leg up there and show the people here in the crowd those socks? Little lime green with blue polka dots. Who's got the best fashion sense on this team?
Is that for me or?
Whomever. Who's the best dressed? Who always looks sharp?
I mean, if you're going for who always looks sharp, like day in and day out, I'd have to go Amp. Yeah, I don't know. He wore a leather jacket to class. I don't think I'd ever wear a leather jacket to class, but yeah, I don't know. He's got some good style. I think it's the overseas style.
Well, he just said he's not American, so I guess it fits. Ladies and gentlemen, your three seniors. We will take a break here, and we will come back with this year's junior class. That is when we return to the Sanford Center. The men's hockey season starts Friday nights against St. Cloud State.
It's back. That's right. Join Anytime Fitness in Bemidji and enroll for just $1. You heard right. $1. Anytime Fitness Bemidji offers a state-of-the-art facility that's open 24/7. Included in this $1 enrollment special is a free fitness consultation, 4 free team training sessions, and a recipe ebook and meal guide valued at over $180. The right help is a real life changer. Stop in and see Justin and James and their team at Anytime Fitness Bemidji, located in the Simonson Center. Let's make healthy happen.
If your organization is looking for a great fundraising event to do this year, Bemidji Bowl can provide you with the perfect venue to host your event. Bemidji Bowl is a state-of-the-art facility that has 24 lanes for a bowling fundraiser, including a private 8-lane boutique area, an arcade, private meeting rooms, full-service restaurant, and lounge. No matter what your needs are, the staff at Bemidji Bowl are ready to help make your fundraising event a success. For more information, call Bemidji Bowl at 751-2153 or go to their website, BemidjiBowl.com.
The wait is over.
Beaudry makes a move around his man. Drags it around his shot. He scores! Justin Beaudry! Are you kidding me? What a shot!
The puck drops on Bemidji State's 2019-2020 men's hockey season this weekend. That's right. Hockey is back in Bemidji when the Beavers host St. Cloud State Friday at 7:07, Saturday at 6:07 for an interstate non-conference series. Great seats for each game are still available. Begin at just $12. Stop by the Sanford Center box office or visit Ticketmaster.com to get your seats today.
River City's weather.
A winter storm watch begins at 1 p.m. Thursday and continues until 1 p.m. Saturday. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 50. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 64 tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night. Lows around 46. And that's your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 67.
Ready for this?
50 years of rock and roll. WMIS 92.1 and 107.9. The River. The River.
The River. Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner. The men's hockey season starts Friday night against St. Cloud State. The debut of the Tom Ceratori Show is tomorrow night. We'll be at the Green Mill every Wednesday night from 6 until 7 with the head coach of the Beavers. And that's always from 6 to 7. And then we'll have the regular Go Green Mill Coaches Show following that. The eight members of the junior class, with the exception of, did he say Harry has an eight class?
No, yeah. Brandon.
Yeah, that's right, Harry.
Okay.
Brandon is out.
So we'll start down here. If you can introduce yourself, tell everyone where you're from and what your major is.
I'm Brad Johnson. I'm a business major and from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hank Johnson, business entrepreneurship, and I'm from Minneapolis.
Charlie Combs, I'm a business with an emphasis in finance, and I'm also from St. Louis.
Aaron Miller from Superior, Wisconsin. I'm a marketing communications major.
Zach Driscoll from Apple Valley, Minnesota, and I'm an accounting major.
I'm Ethan Somoza from Simi Valley, California, and I'm a business finance major.
Tyler Vold from Andover, Minnesota. I'm a business major with an emphasis in entrepreneurship.
Last year in particular, with this class, I was horrible with geography, so I'm not going to ask any geographic questions at all out of these guys. Ethan, Simi Valley, California, you are... am I remembering right? You scored a goal at Lake State last year. Kind of a nifty play around the back of the net. Kind of seemed to get you started a little offensively. What is it that makes your offense click when it's working well for you?
I feel I'm my best in the offensive zone when I'm keeping things simple and just staying around the net. I feel like if I'm staying simple, going to the net, pucks are going to come to me and I can score some goals there.
Follow up to Ethan. If I don't recall, you scored the first goal of Hockey Day that game, correct?
Yep.
And was this the first time you played on an outdoor rink in wintertime?
Well, it's the first actual game. I played junior hockey in Fairbanks, Alaska, so they have some outdoor rinks set up there. So I've messed around outside, but never an actual game until last year.
Okay, I'm going to follow up that. You're from California. If you weren't playing hockey, what other sport would you be playing?
Probably baseball. I played baseball growing up, too, until high school. So, yeah, probably baseball.
When did you start playing hockey?
I started playing roller hockey when I was 6 years old, and then I transitioned to ice hockey when I was 8 years old.
Wow.
Zach Driscoll, you transferred from St. Cloud State. The easy question is, do you want any revenge this weekend? But the... That one's too much of a putting it on the tee for you. That's too easy of a question. St. Cloud State, they had a disappointing end to their season. As a goalie, do you do any trash talking at all?
I mean, I don't know if it's trash talk, but I'm pretty good buddies with, you know, a couple of those guys on that team. So, I mean, obviously I was rooting for them, but, you know, I wasn't when they lost, so...
Pre-game warm-ups, you give a little trash talk over there at the red line, or do you wait for the game?
You know, maybe like some pucks will find their way across the red zone or the red line there, but no, I you know, just let the play talk for itself, and you don't want any of your good buddies scoring on you because they can hang that over your head for a while. So.
Oh, they will.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the other goalie. Hank, obviously you two competing for the job and all of that, you're on the same team. How's the relationship between the two of you? How's that work?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Drizzy who gets the remote in the hotel room?
So, pre-game naps, I nap, he usually doesn't, and he takes the remote from me and then puts his headphones in and watches his laptop, but doesn't control the volume on the TV. So why can't I have the remote?
What similarities you guys have as far as preparation for goaltending?
I think we're both pretty laid back. I think goalies kind of have a weird reputation, but I think we're pretty normal for the most part.
Of course a goalie would think they're normal. The rest of us beg to differ.
Okay,
just
wait.
Just standing in front of the, you know, 100-mile-an-hour slap shot makes it seem a little abnormal, but...
Okay, goalies always have superstitions. Hank, do you have one? Do you have to put one skate on before the other, or... I don't know. Zach? They're both thinking really hard. It shouldn't... difficult.
I tried to get away from it. In high school, I was really bad at, like, from when I left school to when the game started, everything had to be done the exact same way. But try to get away from it. Got in trouble last year for piling snow a certain way during a game. I don't know if anybody's noticed that, but every time there's a whistle, I do a certain thing with the snow, and then the refs came and kick it away, and then I put it back, and he said, no, you can't do that. So they got me in trouble for that one, so I can't do that anymore.
I don't think I have any that weird.
Charlie, you are one player that if you're going into the corner after a puck, I always know you're coming out with it. Have you always been that strong?
No. I think it's just that I used to be pretty thick. I think that was the big key. Can't get moved too often.
Well, I was a smaller player too, height-wise. That's the thing I liked about hockey. It didn't matter how tall you were. Like basketball, it's kind of important. Hockey almost serves to your advantage, where speed is almost more important than size sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if you can beat a guy wide and get to the net, I mean, yeah, you can go score. That's all I know. Go score.
Okay, Charlie and Brad, you guys are going to have to share a microphone. You're both from the St. Louis area. How much Cardinal baseball are you guys watching now that they're in the postseason? Are you getting any in?
Oh, yeah. Every time we get home from the rink, I'm throwing it on and sitting right there watching. Mostly Blues, though. Big Blues guys.
More hockey than baseball.
You're still flying high then, right? On the Blues Stanley Cup, I take it.
Yeah, it was a good summer. Stanley Cup champs.
Go from summer with the or winter with the Blues and summer with the Cardinals. You guys are going to be pumped to be from St. Louis.
That's a good time to be a St. Louis sports fan.
TiVo, you're from Andover. Yep. Just got a high school, what, 15, 20 years ago in Andover?
Yep, I think 2002 is the first year.
It's a big town. People up here consider, you know, Edina to be cake eaters. I don't know, what do we consider people from Andover anything?
People have called Andover the cake eaters of the north, I guess, is what's been said, but no, I don't think so.
Aaron Miller, I always ask you a question about video games, only because, you know, I saw you at the GigaZone Gaming Championship. You got second place in the NFL. You're still gaming?
Oh, yeah. I'm gaming pretty hard these days still. You know, it's kind of my go-to thing when I'm not doing homework at home. Probably
good answer, by the way.
Probably just in my room and just playing Xbox, probably NHL, most likely.
All right, Aaron, I understand you and, was it Darby, were up for Mr. Beaver representing the
Yeah, you're
State
right there.
Okay, of all of the things that you got to do, the competition part, talent, dress up, whatever the, I wasn't there. What was your favorite thing about being part of homecoming?
Well, definitely for the axe, definitely beachwear. You know, it's not too often you get to walk with no shirt on in front of 2,000 people, but my favorite part was just that we raised a lot of money for the family that was involved. You know, we raised money for a family for their daughter who had MS. They need like $14,000 for a new wheelchair, and we raised $16,000. So,
that's the best part of the whole night, right?
Yeah, that was definitely the best part of the whole time, the whole event. You know, just to see the look on the family's face and how grateful they were for it.
How'd that selection process work? How did, I mean, it's two from each team, right? How did it end up to be you
I
guys?
Don't want to know the answer to this, Bess.
Nobody wanted to do it, so I decided I would do it, and then I put a couple numbers in the hat and drew it out for Darby to be my partner.
Of all the answers you could have had, I guess that one is the most palatable to my cartoon bubble. Ladies and gentlemen, your junior class. We will take a break, come back with these sophomores. When we return, it's the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The 2019 GigaZone Gaming Championship, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, returns to the Sanford Center Ballroom Saturday, November 2nd, with free admission and free gaming for all. Open gaming is available throughout the day, or you can get in one of the many tournaments like Fortnite, Madden Football 20, Mario Kart 8, or the main stage tournament of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate for a shot at over $5,000 in cash and prizes. There is no catch. Admission and all of the gaming is free. It's the 2019 GigaZone Gaming Championship, a Paul Bunyan Communications event, November 2nd at the Sanford Center. For more information, visit GigaZoneGaming.com.
For the area's largest selection of home furnishings, stop in at St. Michael Furniture in downtown Bemidji. Hi, this is Ethan St. Michael. St. Michael Furniture is a family-owned business offering you the best prices and service around. Our sales staff is knowledgeable in all types and styles of furniture, and our goal is to help you make the best buying decision without feeling any pressure. We can help with financing, up to 12 months interest-free. Plus, we offer free and fast delivery. See our store for details. St. Michael Furniture. Stop in and see us in downtown Bemidji.
The 2019 Bemidji Blue Ox Marathon, October 11th and 12th at the Sanford Center. Join Babe Country on Community Night Friday for the kids' half-K and 1K fun run, with the 5K and 10K run walk to follow. Then on Saturday, you can listen to the start of the 2019 Blue Ox Marathon, half marathon, and 26K Lake Loop starting at 9 a.m. Attend the free Be Active Expo Friday 2 to 8 and Saturday 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's another exciting Blue Ox Marathon, October 11th and 12th at the Sanford Center. More info online at BemidjiBlueOxMarathon.com.
River City's weather.
A winter storm watch begins at 1 p.m. Thursday and continues until 1 p.m. Saturday. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 50. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 64 tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night. Lows around 46. And that's your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 67.
Ready for this?
50 years of rock and roll. WMIS 92.1 and 107.9. The River.
The River.
The River.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner. Good crowd here tonight. People getting geared up for Beaver hockey to start this weekend against St. Cloud State. Off next weekend and then travel to North Dakota in 2 weeks. There are 8 members of the Beaver sophomore class. We'll start again down on this end. If you can introduce yourself, where you're from, and what your major is.
I'm Alex Arulo from Woodbridge, Ontario, and my major is business finance.
I'm Tyler Jubenville from Gilbert Plains, Manitoba, and my major is business.
Nick Cardelli from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm a business marketing major.
Ross Armour from Roslyn, British Columbia, and I'm a marketing communication major.
I'm Darby Gula from Steinbach, Manitoba, and I'm a business marketing major.
I'm Alex Adams from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and I'm an environmental studies major with emphasis on geohydrology and a minor in GIS.
I'm Tyler Kirkup. I'm from Verdon, Manitoba, and my major is business finance.
My name is Owen Sillinger. I'm from Regina, Saskatchewan, with a communications major.
All right, Owen, your early on in the year, you took a 5-minute major for checking from behind. I remember your dad was on the phone with Coach Ceratori as we're getting on the bus on the way after, and he couldn't figure out what checking from behind was in college. How frustrating was that particular day?
Yeah, it was frustrating. I mean, it was early in the game, I remember, and he just kind of turned on me, and I tried to make a play, but at the end of the day, I got kicked out, and we were penalized for it. So, yeah, I was really upset that day.
Let's just say it wasn't close to checking from behind.
Tyler, why don't you tell us something that you wish you knew this year, last year as a freshman? What would you share with the incoming class that you know now that you might not have known back then?
Just take everything in, I guess, that the older guys give you. I mean, I was learning a lot from the older guys last year, and it was awesome to be around that every day.
This question's going to be for Alex Adams. You're the only Minnesotan amongst all these sophomores, surrounded by a bunch of Canadians and one from Illinois. What's that been like for you?
You learn a lot of different language with all these Canadians and all their different nicknames for everything, so it's pretty fun.
Safe to say, obviously, Rapids, just an hour away here. You got a lot of family and friends that come watch the games?
Yeah, for sure. I have a lot of family that's able to come to every home game, so that's really nice.
Nick, I'm not going to lie. When I hear the name Cardelli and you're from Chicago, I'm thinking of a mobster. I don't know why. Any mobsters in your family?
I get that a lot, but no.
Have you ever seen the movie The Untouchables?
I have not,
actually. About Elliot Ness? It's a fabulous movie. We should watch it on a road trip sometime, Tom.
We'll tell the freshmen to get that as a movie.
Ross, what's the best part of not being a freshman?
Rookie duties.
Rookie duties.
Freshman duties, sorry.
Which are?
Everything.
Yeah, sorry.
Everything the upperclassmen don't want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, this question's for Tyler. From your freshman to sophomore year, how much more comfortable are you in your role on the team, on the defense?
Yeah, a lot more comfortable knowing everyone coming in. You know, as a freshman, you come in, don't really know any of your teammates or anything like that. You're just kind of trying to get comfortable. But this year, it's a lot more comfortable coming in, knowing everyone, knowing the place around you and everything.
There are two members of this class that are from hometowns of former Beavers. We'll start with Darby, Steinbach, Manitoba. Have you heard from Brennan Harms lately?
Not lately, actually. Kind of last time I spoke with him would have been last year throughout our season, just kind of catching up, but sounds like he's doing good where he's at in his professional hockey career, but no, I haven't spoken too recently.
Tyler, you're from Verdun, Manitoba. Zach Whitecloud called Verdun, Manitoba home. Number one, safe to say the town is still pretty darn excited about the Vegas Knights, and secondly, have you been in touch with him lately?
Yeah, I talked to him a couple times over the summer. We go up to the same lake and from the same city, so I caught up with him a couple times.
Have you hit him up for a loan?
No, not yet.
Alex, I believe you participated in Hockey Day Grand Rapids, correct?
I did not.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, that was my freshman year. I was still a Bantam.
Well, there goes my question. I was going to say, which was worse weather? Because they got just as bad of weather, except it was more snow than cold, but... Did you go to it?
I was actually homesick with strep, so I didn't.
Ouch. Not a very memorable Hockey Day Grand Rapids then for you. Yeah.
All right, this question's for Alex Iarullo. What's your favorite thing about Bemidji, the town, and Bemidji State?
Oh, I love the lake. Where I'm from, we don't have too many bodies of water, so it's cool to just stand by the lake, and it's a beautiful view.
Owen, you certainly scored some big goals last year. Have you set goals for this year? Personal ones, I'm talking?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, personally, I have. But right now, I think everyone's just focused on our goal together. I mean, with us starting this weekend against St. Cloud, I think we're all focused on, winning both games.
Tyler Jubenville, tell us about... playing D1 defense. What was the biggest challenge for you last year as far as that goes?
Yeah, I think it's just everyone's a lot more faster than I think. In junior, you know, you got good competition. Everyone's good as well. But I think when you come to college, just step higher and everything. But I'd say the speed especially.
Ross, of all of you sophomores, which of your teammates is the messiest? I'm putting you on the spot.
Tyler Jubenville.
Okay, which one of you guys likes to cook the most? Like, do you guys like all get together and go, okay, so-and-so's going to cook dinner tonight?
Darby's a pretty good cook.
What's your specialty, Darby?
I wouldn't say I have any specialties, honestly. I just kind of learned how to cook pre-game meals, like simple things like chicken, pasta, rice, veggies, things like that. like to get on the grill. But no, a few of us sophomores stayed over the summer here, so we lived with the upperclassmen at their houses, so kind of had to learn how to get that done in a hurry. So it was a fun process, though.
Well, you know, when I was a student, I didn't stay during the summer, and then when I lived here my first summer, Bemidji's a different town in the summertime. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of festival-type stuff. What did you...
And it's not 100 below.
And yes. That's why we live here, is the summertime, so, you know, the weather that we get. What was some of the things that, I guess, were something that you discovered about Bemidji in the summer that you didn't know when you went to during the school year?
I always kind of heard that it was a kind of a lake town, a cabin going town, so I know we really enjoyed it. Some of the boys, we went sailing for the first time out on the lake with the boats from campus there, paddleboarding, things like that, and just played outdoor basketball. But no, we loved it. Obviously, the environment here is really nice, and the weather's nice as well. So,
this question's for Alex Adams. You're from Grand Rapids. Obviously, Hockey Day Minnesota was a big deal, not just to everybody here in this room, but probably to you because you live so close. What was that like for you to be part of something?
It was especially since I wasn't able to be a part of it back home in Grand Rapids, so it was kind of like a little make-up for me. And with all my family and friends, we're able to come and take part of them too, so it was a really cool experience.
There are 8 members of this sophomore class. All 8 of them played a bunch last year. That isn't always necessarily the case, but when you got 8 sophomores who have played a bunch of hockey games, they aren't really sophomores anymore. So this group up here is going to be asked to contribute, certainly this season. Ladies and gentlemen, your sophomore class. The freshmen now have hopefully been paying attention and kind of figured out how this all works. The freshmen are up next. It's the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Shopping at Marketplace Foods.
When you're running kids around to school and sports, remember to swing in to Marketplace Foods. It's easy to get in, gas up, and get out. Plus, all of Marketplace Foods is easily accessed through the C-Store. A full-service deli and bakery, the best meat department in town, and fresh produce. We are your one-stop shop in town, Marketplace Foods.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Don't dream it, drive it. Get the keys to a bit, take a ride.
Ford is Northern Minnesota's Ford store with a Blue Oval Certified Body Shop, Ford Certified Parts and Service Department, quality pre-owned vehicles, and new Ford cars, vans, and F-Series trucks.
Don't dream and drive it, Bob Lau Ford. Get the keys to a bit, take Don't a ride. Dream and drive it, Bob Lau Ford.
River City's weather.
Winter storm watch begins at 1 p.m. Thursday and continues until 1 p.m. Saturday. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 50. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 64 tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night. Lows around 46. And that's your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 67.
Ready for this?
50 years of rock and roll. WMIS 92.1 and 107.9. The River.
The River.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner. Another hour flying by. Men's hockey season starts Friday night, 7:07 against St. Cloud State. The women are also at home this weekend. So a full weekend of hockey here at the Sanford Center. There are 8 members of the freshman class here for Bemidji State. start down on this end. Introduce yourselves, where you're from, and if you have declared a major as of yet.
I'm Sam Solansky. I'm from Slovakia, and my major is sport management.
I'm Kyle Loft. I'm from Mankato, Minnesota, and I'm undecided.
I'm Carter Jones from Spokane, Washington, and I am also undecided.
Will Zamolik from Rochester, Minnesota. I'm also undecided.
Elias Rosen from Mora, Sweden, and my major is sports management.
I'm Brad Belisle from Thunder Bay, Ontario, and my major is criminal justice.
Nick Leitner from Bemidji, Minnesota, and and I'm currently undecided as well.
I'm Mike Carr from Columbus, Ohio, and my major is community health.
A big welcome to all eight of you. Brad, I'm going to take the low-hanging fruit here. This is probably the easiest question to this group. Sorry, I'm stealing it from the both of you. Your dad is Omer. Your uncle is Teddy. Which one do you play more like, your dad or your uncle?
I don't know. I'm not too familiar. I probably have to say Teddy, I guess. He's got a few more scars on his face and something like that. So,
do you have any articles of clothing that right now are not either Bemidji State or the LA Kings?
Yeah, I got plenty. try to keep that out of my inventory as much as I can.
I just saw Teddy the other day. I'm like, who the heck is that walking around in L.A. Kings stuff? And he turns around. I'm like, oh, go figure. It's Teddy.
Well, Will and Kyle, I see you guys played your juniors together at Cedar Rapids, correct?
Correct.
Were you guys, you're both defensemen. Did you play as a pair together?
No, we did not.
Did you talk about coming to Bemidji State together? Did you know you were both looking at it?
Yeah, at the time we knew that. We had offers, and yeah, we talked a little bit together, and yeah.
Okay, this question's for Nick. This is probably going to be an easy one. You're back home. How excited are you to get back here in Bemidji and play in front of your home crowd again?
I'm very excited. I can't wait to wear Bemidji across my chest again.
I'm sure it wasn't a tough decision to come back here, was it?
What's that?
It wasn't a tough decision to come back here, was it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, growing up, I just dreamed about playing Division I hockey. Until I got older and I got into juniors, kind of realized Bemidji was the place I wanted to be again. So,
for those on the listening on the radio, the biggest smile on his face right now. Sam, coming from Slovakia, how did you end up being recruited, and how did you end up making the decision to come to Northern Minnesota?
Oh, well, obviously, my last 3 years, I played in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It's a big hockey town, and I just was really looking for a school where it's hockey number one. And I feel like Bemidji is a big hockey town, so I really like it here, and I'm really happy to be here.
Elias will ask you the same question from Sweden. How'd you find out about Bemidji? How'd you end up getting recruited here?
It was kind of quick. It was actually 2 years ago. I think it was Eddie that called me. And he was, I'd never heard of college hockey before, so it was kind of a different thing for me. But he was talking about Bemidji, and I was, haven't really heard of it. Looked it up afterwards, and looked like a great place to live and play college hockey. So I came over here a couple months after on a visit, and I fell in love with it ever since. So it was perfect.
Carter, from the state of Washington, not exactly known as a hockey hotbed, but a northern state. What is the status of hockey in Washington and in like youth hockey? Were you able to play growing up?
Hockey in Spokane has actually been not too bad over the years. We've had a lot of good junior players, and I think we have three current NHL players right now in Spokane. So, yeah, Spokane has been not too bad hockey-wise.
This question's for Michael. You are the third goalie on this team. How much do you guys push each other? You Hank and Zach, obviously those two have played a lot of minutes here at BSU. What have you learned from them, and how much do you push each other?
Well, I mean, new on campus, when I first committed here, I looked at the roster and I saw these guys have had some pretty solid college careers already, and I knew that I wasn't just going to step on campus and, you know, take the job from either one of them right off the bat. But, you know, I sat down, I got to know both of them right when I got here, and they're both really good guys. And, I mean, they've taught me a lot about how to, you know, how to carry yourself as a college athlete. And, you know, I think really at the end of the day, you just have to go out, step on the ice, and work your hardest. I mean, if, you know, if I go out and work my hardest, then I think they're going to be able to see that and know that I'm working for their job, and it's going to want to push them more.
So one thing that I've never understood about goalies is they push each other, knowing that only one of them gets to play at any given time. Will, you come from Rochester. It's a pretty famous Bemidji State alum family from Rochester, the Monsroods. Do you know them?
I do not. I know the name, but I don't know them personally.
Eric is actually, he works up here for Coca-Cola Bottling. His brother Scott unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago, but I happen to know Monzie pretty well. We'll certainly set you up, get to meet him. He happened to win a national championship here, so pretty darn good player, too.
Kyle, why don't you tell us what you've noticed the biggest difference between junior hockey and D1 hockey so far? Obviously, you haven't played a game, but practice and your teammates.
Yeah, for sure. The maturity is a lot higher in college hockey than it was in junior. It's a lot faster, like Tyler said, when he was on the stage up here a couple minutes ago. So, I mean, the speed and strength of each player is vastly bigger, so...
Carter, you come from Washington. I know the guys asked you how big hockey is in your home state, but how old were you when you started playing?
I think I was around 4 or 5.
That's actually pretty good.
Is there outdoor hockey in Washington? Get cold enough to get ice outside?
Yeah, actually. There's been, I've skated on an outdoor rink a couple times in Spokane. Yeah, it gets pretty cold.
Two members of this class that come from towns with college hockey teams, and they chose to came here. Kyle, from Mankato, why are you not a Purple Maverick?
Ooh, I figured I'd get that question. No, I obviously respect the coaching staff up here a lot. And, you know, when I visited up here, I loved it. And, you know, the history here is great. So I wanted to be a Beaver.
Michael, why are you not an Ohio State Buckeye?
Well, I mean, obviously I grew up a huge Buckeye fan, and, you know, it would have been a tough decision, but, you know, just the way the cards fell, that you know, Bemidji was the first real legitimate Division I look I got, and, you know, when I got to see the campus and what the team was going to be like, I just, and, you know, especially what the town was like, I just, you know, it was very tough to say no, and I'm just excited to be here.
Boy, these guys have all the right answers, don't they?
Brad, you know, with your dad obviously playing here and your uncle playing here, I mean, did you pretty much grow up following Beaver hockey?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, every time I come and visit them, I guess I kind of remember watching games in the glass and stuff like that, so I kind of hold on to those memories. And it's just kind of surreal now, getting around and seeing people they knew here. And that was a long time ago, I guess. I'm not trying to date anyone in the room, but...
Well,
no, it's fun to be here now.
Got to remind your dad, we went to school together, so yeah, it was a long time ago.
You're listed at 6'2", 194 pounds. I think the first time I saw you in this building, I don't know, you might have been 15. You were maybe 6 foot tall and about 108 pounds. You've gotten after it in the gym since then, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of good mentors and guys, older guys I got to look after. And even since I've been here, you know, I mean, learning from the older guys and just watching them, just even out of the corner of my eye or in the gym, it's kind of surreal for me and kind of shows me where we got to be if we want to make an impact.
Okay, for the two freshmen that are from Europe or Eastern Europe, Sam, what has been the one thing from home that you miss the most from Slovakia?
I think cooking, it's way different here, and I kind of struggling with these burgers and bagels here and stuff, so I kind of miss like homemade food, but you know.
What's your favorite homemade food from Slovakia?
I eat halushki and pierogies a lot, so.
Pierogi, I've had pierogi, those are good, yes.
I asked Radoslav Vilo if he ever had borscht. I thought that was a Russian thing to do. He said he had never had it before. Have you had borscht?
Never. It's a Russian food.
And for you, Elias, what's been the biggest, like, the one thing you miss from home the most?
Probably most, like, speaking Swedish with everyone. It's kind of different just speaking English every day. I get to speak with Hampus a bit, but pretty much that's kind of most it.
All right. In Swedish, say the Beavers play Friday night.
The Beavers play on Friday. Come and kolla klockan 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, your freshman class. It's always fun getting to know these players in a different light. Again, just a reminder, the Tom Ceratori Show debuts tomorrow night. We're at the Green Mill every Wednesday night starting at 6. We're in the Lighthouse, so if you can come into that area, you can hear the show, you can listen to the show. Every time you come to the show, you get to fill out a registration slip. That slip then goes into a drawing at the end of the year for a signed BSU hockey jersey, signed by the whole team. So the more Wednesdays you come to the Green Mill, the better your chances of winning. That is on Wednesday. Then on Friday, women's hockey in the afternoon, men's hockey in the evening. We'll do it all over again then on Saturday. New home for men's hockey on the radio, 92.1 The River.
And always online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
Always.
Absolutely. Go Beavers!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us tonight. The season has begun right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Duck, Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station.